Welcome. I am so grateful you are here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart, open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show. Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris, and this is episode 32. On today's show, Gina Califano joins me to discuss the holistic powers of therapeutic-grade essential oils and how they can help us with ascension, emotional health, and helping us relax during these challenging times. If you enjoyed today's show, leave a comment or rating, subscribe to the show, and share with like-minded friends. This is a weekly health and wellness podcast released every Tuesday. My intention is to raise the frequency of the planet, assist in your spiritual ascension, and bring awareness to the holistic lifestyle. We discuss provocative topics in the metaphysical, spiritual, and wellness fields. If you love God, Source, Love, and Light, if you're a light worker, wellness warrior, or want to live a life full of joy and peace, if you respect your physical body and want to heal our planet's environment, or if you're just curious about living a more peaceful and balanced life, this is your home. This is the Great Awakening, and it's time for us to unite. Join our community at tabithapolaris.com. You can also find me on all social media sites under that name. Now I would like to tell you about today's amazing guest. Gina Califano is a spiritual mentor and lightworker who utilizes a variety of healing modalities, including mindset focusing, aroma freedom technique, plant essences, raindrop technique, theta healing, ancient yogi wisdom, intuition, and her angelic team. She helps and empowers her clients to live their purpose of their life and step into the unity consciousness of pure love. Our mission of today's episode is to empower you with the knowledge of nature's living energy, essential oils, through education and recipes. Please welcome my good friend, Gina Califano. Say hi, Gina.
Woohoo! Hi! Oh my gosh. So I love listening to your intro about your purpose for your movement that you're starting here. I think it's so, so powerful, and I'm just so honored and blessed to be part of your life and part of your community. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my dear friend that we met through essential oils and that I treasure. And so one of the things that I find so interesting is how you're doing all this healing music, right? And we know in music, there are notes that align to different healing frequencies. And you can align the notes, which is what you're doing in your meditations that are coming out that I'm so excited to hear and enjoy. That your notes, you're putting them on specific frequencies to target healing, to help balance the different chakras, open, awaken, align, heal. That's what the notes do in music. Well, the plants that we're talking about today, the essential oils that we're talking about today, you ever hear of perfumes and you refer to the notes in perfume, right? They refer to the notes in perfume. Well, the reason they refer to that, the woodsy note or the aromatic note or whatever they use in the perfume, fake artificial perfume industry. But the reason they do that is because every single plant has a frequency and every single plant has been put here. Every single thing that we think is a shrub and a weed was put here to help raise the frequency of our planet, which is the mission of your work that you're doing here. So I find it so amazing that we've been moving from this through the senses to access every part of us. Like God is shouting at us in every single way, use what I have given you in this human experience to awaken to your divine nature. So that was a long way of saying thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. The reason I love you. The reason this is going to be a great show. The reason why I am doing the podcast actually was inspired by your you because we had these amazing spiritual conversations over the phone. And every single time I'd be like, we needed to record this and release it.
You need to record
this. So
this
will be one
yes.
of those conversations. But before we get into our show, I wanted to tell you, I always pick an angel oracle card for my guests. And so today I was guided to pull The Universe Has Your Back deck from Gabrielle Bernstein. And our card for today for our show is The Moment I Embrace My Peace Within and Surrender, the outcome is the moment that the universe can truly get to work. And so this is all manifestation, alignment, ascension. This card is perfect for everything that we do. And so, yeah, that's a great card for us.
Well, the big message in there and the truth and the affirmation for you is the peace mm-hmm. of surrender for a control freak type A personality. That's my biggest lesson is to just really float, to just lean back and just float through these times. So I'm always struggling with that. I continue that still continues to be the work that I do because we're always yeah. still doing work.
And
right?
if those who are listening want to listen to Gina's first show that she did on the Tabitha Polaris Show podcast, it's episode 5. So after you listen to this awesome show, if you want to get more Gina, episode 5, and I'll put the link in the description. So I have, I have a few quick announcements and then we will get on with the show. And hello to my mom, who is so cute. She's been listening to every single show. She's my biggest fan and she always calls me after every show's released and she doesn't know, you know, get how good it is. And so I wanted to give a shout out to my mom because it means a lot that she's listening and giving me feedback and supporting me. So love you so much, Mom. And Dad, if you're listening, you're awesome. My dad is Fix-It Dad. He fixes everything for me. His license plate actually says Fix-It Dad. So no joke. So the announcements for today, before we get into the show, I wanted to just tell everyone that I have two holiday cover songs coming out. And I will be releasing videos on YouTube for Silent Night and O Come All You Faithful, hopefully by the end of November. And they will be on my YouTube channel, Tabitha Polaris. Silent Night features my new harmonium, which is kind of like an organ piano. It's really cool. And O Come All You Faithful features my Ravvast healing drum. It's so beautiful. So I'm super excited about that. The meditation album actually has a name now. It's called Seven Spheres of Light. And the album contains 7 guided meditations, each about 8 to 10 minutes long, to balance the 7 main chakras and, of course, infused with healing frequency music. And this project contains audios, animated videos, a companion ebook, and merchandise apparel featuring the album artwork. So I will have a release date for that very soon, hopefully also by the end of the month. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes work, so it's my first time doing this, so I'll get through it.
Kudos.
You can also send a donation to any amount to support the show at paypal.me/TabithaPolaris. So, Gina, so grateful you're with us today. This is going to be awesome. So let's talk why essential oils, the spiritual aspect of the oils, especially during these challenging times, and also what is the role of essential oils for our ascension?
So I think that you and I and anyone who's tuned into what's happening, we're hearing and feeling and seeing just great sadness, fear, anxiety, worry. And even the highest ascended human is still having moments of that because we're in really, really challenging times. But we who are doing the work know that we can't create and add to the light. We can't create the desired changes we want or add to the light if we are in a state of fear or anxiety or sadness and anger. I'm seeing a lot of people, I'm not sad, but they're really angry. And that's not really helping the situation either. They're seeking revenge of some sort. And that's not adding to the light either. So how can we, as humans who are challenged, use what we have here in our human space to raise our own frequency? What do we have here accessible to us? Well, we have the sounds, right? And you're working on that work. But we also have these unbelievable variety of plants. And if they're distilled properly, and if they're grown properly, and if there are specific, very sacred methods of getting the oils into your home, into that little bottle that you get, you are able to take the essence of that plant, and that plant will do what it needs to do. It goes where it needs to go. It does what it needs to do. So you set an intention for it, because setting an intention is always helpful. But whether or not you set the intention, for instance, for carrots to be helpful for your eyes, if you eat carrots, the beta carotene will do its thing. It will go to the spot it needs to go, and it will support eye health, right? Because that's what beta carotene does, and that's an aspect of carrots. Well, every single plant has these. Oregano and thyme. Like, this is, these are amazing, amazing healing plants. I would never not have multiple bottles in my home, ever, because they're so powerful for supporting the immune system. So I need to have those at all times. I don't have one bottle. That would be cuckoo talk. There has
I've
to be
seen
multiple
your
bottles
closet.
Because yes, it's there, but we need that. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. So we use that for the physical boosting of the immune system, helping, supporting of the immune system. But they also have these healing properties for our mental and our spiritual health. So an oil that is by far my favorite is, as and you had me at hello, is frankincense, right? Because frankincense not only is so, so supportive and has the constituents that are supportive to your immune system, it also has the constituents that are extremely supportive for calming the mind and for helping you to connect with your higher self, source energy, while you're in meditation, seeking calm, and or in prayer. So I'll use prayer, meditation interchangeably, though they are there are slight differences, right? So prayer, we ask for what we want. Meditation, we listen for that answer. But we need the mind to be calm enough to hear it, or we can't even hear it. So once I used oils for many, many years. And once I came across these particular ones, I was like, whoa, because I literally felt my body vibrating when I put it on for the first time. And I was a user of essential oils for many years, every brand you can get everywhere, all different price points. But when I used these particular ones, the body, I actually felt buzzing in my body. Did you ever feel, well, you did feel that because we were in a hotel room together and we tried Northern Lights Black Spruce together for the first time. And you, I know, felt your body
buzzing,
right?
Yes, that was crazy. Oh my gosh, that was an intense experience. That was such a good memory.
Well, here's an oil grown under the Northern, such a good memory, grown under the Northern Lights to absorb the energy of the Northern Lights. And here we have an oil very similar to properties of frankincense. And Gary Young called it the miracle oil. And I just slopped that on for everything. Super supportive of the respiratory system, but grounding. Big tree oils, grounding, calming the lower chakras. And who doesn't need that right now? Because when we're in a state of calm and peace, that's when we can ask for the good stuff for not only ourselves, our family, but for humanity. That's when we're better able to serve. And a lot of people are in survival mode right now. And it's time to move out of survival mode and move into thriving, really, really trusting that this is the great awakening, that this is the best place you could be in the universe right now, because this is where we are going through some very difficult times. But the ending has been decided. Spoiler alert, the light has won. We are free and sovereign. We are healthy and happy, and we are divinely connected. So anything and everything that I can do that's going to keep me in alignment with my with source energy is what I'm going to do. So we know eating healthier, right? We know eating whole foods, organic foods. We know exercising. We know outside fresh air. We know the sun, huge. And now we also, of course, know the music, the beautiful music you're creating, and the essential oils, so that at every part throughout our day, we're just pouring into ourselves, and with the oil, literally pouring in the higher vibrations that will help our own mind get to a place where we feel okay, where we really not feel okay. We feel great. We feel great, but we can't get to great till we're okay, right? So it's stages, and there's no judgment. No one's doing this wrong. No one has messed it up. We're all doing it right. We're all doing it at our own pace. And when you are at the place where you're feeling good enough, and or you just have the intention for the healing for yourself and others, well, that's heard. And that doesn't just affect you. That's affecting thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So these are just tools for us, daily tools. Like it's a given for us by now, right? Like, wouldn't you say, like, it's just a given for us. It's not like a luxury. It's just a given. It's like water.
So essential oils are nature's living energy, and they're a natural tool to support every system in our body. And that's not only physical health, but emotional health, which is so important, which is what we were just talking about. Gina and I are both obsessed with essential oils, and you mentioned Northern Lights Black Spruce. So just, that's my favorite oil for everything. I mean, from an emotional calming standpoint, from an emotional healing standpoint, to balance your energy, to expand your consciousness, to use during meditation and prayer. That is my favorite oil. Now, full disclosure, if you use essential oils, no matter what brand, you're going to get something out of this show. You're going to learn a lot. We actually prefer to use Young Living Essential Oils. They're the world leader, and we just believe in their quality, and we'll talk about that later. But one of the oils that Young Living has is called Northern Lights Black Spruce. That's my favorite. You mentioned it. That was the hotel room story. Now, the reason why that oil is so powerful, you mentioned it grows under the Northern Lights Aurora Borealis, right? So you're getting the energy from the light codes from that beautiful, healing, godlike light. Then the roots of those Northern Lights trees, those spruce trees, are the roots go very deep because they have to withstand cold temperatures, extreme weather. So the essence of that plant is strong. And we're getting that energy from that plant and that environment in this oil. Before that oil, Valor was my favorite oil to use for emotional balancing and health and spirituality. But now it's definitely by far Northern Lights Black Spruce. So I thought it would be a good idea real quick to just tell everyone how to use essential oils. Besides, I mean, we can inhale them out of the bottle. We can put a couple drops on our hands and rub our hands together and cup our face. We could put some in the diffuser and, you know, breathe it in our room and in our environment. We can rub our pillows with it, you know, at night. We can actually anoint ourselves topically over the third eye, over different body parts. Just putting them on the bottoms of your feet will go right into your bloodstream. So I thought maybe we could just do a quick overview right now and tell people how to use the oils and a little bit about safety and all of that.
Here's the thing. You can't mess it up.
Nope.
The only way to mess it up is if you don't use them. So if you're not feeling anything, truly, if you're not feeling anything from it, from using them, maybe it's not quite the oil that your body's looking for. For instance, if you had eaten a bunch of carrots, your body's not looking for the beta carotene. So I use that example because I think it makes it very simple and concrete for people to, like, process. But maybe your body is looking for, you know, it's looking for spinach or broccoli, right? And it's not looking for the carrots. Well, the same way with the oils. So I have people often, they love lavender. And then after a while, they're like, well, the lavender stopped working. And I'm like, it's not that it stopped working. It's that your body had enough of those constituents. And it's actually, you're ready to, like, branch out and start lighting up other parts of your body and start filling up other parts of your body.
That's so interesting you just said that. That just happened to me. Every night in the diffuser, I would put eucalyptus and lavender. And that was, like, my favorite way to sleep. And then all of a sudden, in the last few months, when things went crazy in the world, I started putting in peace and calming. Like, I needed more. I needed to up the ante for peaceful sleep. Yeah, so I used this blend. Yeah, I used something different, which is so funny because for like 12 years, I slept with lavender and eucalyptus every night. And then all of a sudden, something changed and I needed.
And it's not that
different.
It's not going to harm you.
No,
it's not going to do anything bad. It's just that so here, go back to, like, if people saying they're not feeling anything with it, it's because they're not using them often enough of them, enough drops of them, or it happens to not be the oil that their body is looking for. But if you are in a really playful state, and I feel like using the oils, you have to really just become a kid again. And I'm like, ooh, pretty bottle. What does this do? I mean, I remember when I first got them and it really like, I didn't go into the science end of it. I just was like a kid. Ooh, what if I put this drop on and this drop? What if I put this in the diffuser? What if I mixed it with that? And I was very, very playful with them. And I just had the reassurance that nothing bad was going to happen. And it was just a matter of playing with and feeling, really getting into feeling what happens when I use this particular oil. So plopping a drop on the wrist is excellent. But now you got to smell it for 30 seconds. You got to get it up into the limbic region of your brain. And it's not going to get there unless you're smelling it for a solid 20 seconds. Which people usually count to three and think that that's 20 seconds, but 20 actual seconds, which is not that long, sing happy birthday, and really allow the oils to get up into the limbic region of the brain. Now, so now we're smelling it long enough for it get into the limbic region of the brain, the emotional centers, the hippocampus. This is where we process and store emotions, and also where trauma is sitting. And now add an intention with that. So slow yourself down enough, right? I do think the whole point of all of this shutdown, a lot of it has been the slow down, right? Slow down using your oils. It's not just plopping it on or doing a protocol, but really seeing and visualizing. I actually see the oils going to the, I choose to, I do a whole visualization, and maybe you do too, where I actually see the oils going into the spot that I'm using them for. And I set an intention. And I will say something like, I will see this, and frankincense, please go to the part of my brain that will allow me to deeply connect to my higher self right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just setting an intention like that, it sounds so crazy, but just even allow this to calm my mind, allow, and if it's a just get me through the day moment, you can ask for that too. But I think uniting that with an intention makes it much more powerful, that it's not just, I put it on without thinking. I want to think about what I'm eating. I want to think about what I'm drinking. And I want to think about everything that I'm using on and in my body. So if I'm slathering on some toxic chemical lotion, I'm going to get those energies. Not only physically am I getting that, but emotionally, it's not supporting my emotional health. But if I mix some concoction with some coconut oil, and now I lather that up with the essential oils in the coconut oil, I'm pouring those frequencies with great intention in such a loving self-care way that my body feels loved and supported and nurtured. And it's kind of like when you eat a good meal, don't you hear like your body say thank you? It's sort of like that.
Yeah, it's like there's food orgasms. Yes.
Yeah. They're like, well, thank you. That was so nice.
Wait, I have to tell you my favorite new morning drink. So I use this dandelion root coffee replacement. It's the best, healthiest little thing. I put like a quarter.
How's it taste?
It's delicious. Listen to my concoction.
Okay.
So you do unsweetened almond milk, a little bit of a quarter teaspoon of the dandelion root coffee replacement, which is delicious. I use ceremonial cacao or cacao powder, like a tablespoon, and then stevia, and then I also add this blend of seven magic mushroom powder with like lion's head and all those medicinal mushrooms. And I froth it up and it's like a ceremony to me. Like it's the same thing. Like every morning now I look forward to it and that my body is so happy drinking it because it's actually healthy. And of course, that's how I feel about when I use my oils. Like I wake up every morning and I literally grab white angelica. That's a high frequency oil. I put it on my third eye. It expands my intuition, my consciousness, and it makes me feel good. And I feel connected to angels with that oil. And that's like the most amazing oil.
That is one of my favorite oils also. And that blend took Gary Young 2 years to make that particular blend. He discovered, so when some oils from every company are just a single oil from one plant or tree or shrub, but some are blends. So an oil like white angelica is not a particular plant. It's a blend of many, many different plants. And the peace and calming you were referring to, that's a blend. So when he blended them, he would blend them and then test them and just got notice their frequencies. Now, he was the first person to be doing this, where he was testing actually the frequency of the oils actually and getting kind of readouts of what that those blends together would mean. So he spent 2 years making this blend because he had in his head, he wanted it to be the feeling of angels and protection and guidance. And 2 years till he figured out that if I blend this batch of oils together, and then I blend this batch of oils together, and then take these two separate batches and then put them together. That was the way he got the frequency of the white angelica oil. I just find the care and the love and the time that went into creating just that one blend. It just blows me away. And everyone that I get hooked on essential oils that I talk to, and they're like, they're become the oil junkies. White angelica is always a top favorite, especially in the spiritual community. It's such a special oil. You just feel, I don't know, love
is
a really good way. And I have a spray by my front door. If you come into my house, you're sprayed by a blend of white angelica. Literally, it might go in your eyes. I'm not kidding. Watch out. But it's what you've been sprayed before. White angelica, and I put Believe, and I mix it in a spray bottle with some water, and I spray everybody who's coming in. Good vibes coming in, good vibes going out. I spray my children leaving the door, my husband. If we're leaving, I want my angels to come with me. So going in or coming out of my house, you're going to get sprayed with some good
angel
vibes.
That's so funny that you mentioned sprays, because I have a glass spray bottle filled with sage oil. Now you might say, why? Because you can just burn sage. Well, sometimes I want the medicinal, holy, spiritual high frequencies of the oils, and it smells so good. So I'm spraying sage all over my car and my house. In fact, after every session with any client that I do Reiki or raindrop on, I spray the office with sage and I cleanse the energy. So, you know, it's a sacred space. So there's so many ways you can use the oils, and it's so much fun. And we're just both so obsessed, and we turn others on to our lifestyle. And then what happens is people are like, I don't know how I lived before oils. That's what happens, because you're so used to feeling good. One other thing we forgot to say is that the oils pass the blood-brain barrier, and they also can release trauma but on a cellular level from the RNA of the cells, which is so amazing. That's why I remember during Hurricane Sandy, that was a traumatic time. I was okay until I left my house for the first time to drive to get gas. And the line for the gas was 5 or 6 blocks long, and they didn't even know when the gas was coming. There was no gas. They were just waiting for the delivery. And I drove home and had like a major anxiety attack. And I used Tranquil Roll-On. I don't know why I instinctively just grabbed that oil. It's not an oil I use a lot. It's a very handy roll-on with all these blends of oils to relax you. So that's another oil I wanted to mention for everyone to use during these times, because I remember that Tranquil Roll-On is really handy. You could keep it in your pocketbook, take it with you always. And it's like a little lipstick size, you know, and it's...
Can we talk about trauma releasing for
a
bit?
Yes, please.
Okay. So there are particular oils that are better or more helpful, more aligned with releasing trauma. Now, if you don't have exact oils or the particular ones we're talking about, use what you have. Start feeling and using what you have. But there are particular plants that have particular constituents that are more helpful, and certain blends that are more helpful for releasing trauma. So some of my favorite. Now, I don't care who you are. If you're on the earth plane right now, you're experiencing trauma. Now, how you choose to process that is a different story. It can be a very quick blip of seeing something that triggers you, feeling it deeply, recognizing, going in, doing the inner child work, and moving to a higher state and sending love, right? Or it could be something that you're just really not moving on. And I think perhaps for myself, we're at different states at different times, right? Some things trigger us deeply and we're not able to move past, and other things faster. So I don't care who you are, there's stuff going on. Unless you're in complete oblivion, like, there's stuff going on. And our stuff is coming up for us to clear. So these gifts that are happening right now, all of the stuff that bothers us is being highlighted. Everything's being reflected back to us. So we're in deep states of healing, right? We're all in deep states of healing if we choose to be. And so if we're choosing to even, I mean, so someone, you know, going through this and having all of the stuff that's happening on in our world, yeah, that's traumatic. Maybe you never thought of it that way, but that causes the body to be in a state of stress. And in a prolonged time, we call that trauma. And when we allow it to settle into our body. So you spoke about the RNA, and what the oils do is get down into that deep-seated stuff. So it's not just that you feel good for a few minutes, like alcohol. It's not that. This goes into the RNA and reprograms you.
Hallelujah.
These oils go in and reprogram you. They go in and say, tap, tap, tap. This is your higher self. This is God speaking. Here's your original blueprint. Hello, who doesn't need those taps on the door every day, because every day if you drive, we live here in New York, you might be triggered.
Just a little bit.
Just, you might, I'm just saying, I won't even go into the larger things that are happening, but even just going out and driving, you might be triggered, for goodness sake, right? But we want to make sure that that anger, that moment of fear, that moment of anger, when it sits in the body, we are now vibrating with that energy, and the oils get in there and reprogram you. They help you to remember it. It's not that they heal you. They do not. They do not heal you. They help your body to remember its original divine state. Am I saying that correctly, Danielle? How does that sound?
And in my head, I just heard it kind of helps your body release.
Yes.
That what does
hugely
not serve
releasing.
You. So it releases what does not serve you and supports your emotional and physical body in returning to that divine consciousness, that divine balance, that Christ consciousness, that is our sovereign right.
Now, sometimes it's at a very physical level, right?
Yes.
So the raindrop technique is very, very powerful. I had incredible, incredible, incredible healing through the raindrop technique.
Me too.
Twice a week, once a week didn't work. But there was a full year that twice a week, and I had miraculous. Why? I'm working with my consciousness, with the oils, and it's extraordinary. So oils for releasing that you talked about. So let's talk about this trauma releasing. Now, whether it's a blip or it's a trauma, we can talk about oils that help to ease the emotional state. There's an oil called Release. Now that's a powerful oil, powerful oil. So Release might be an oil you might use. You might mix together these three oils. You might mix together lavender, Stress Away, and frankincense. That's a fantastic combo. You can make equal parts to help release trauma. There's an oil called Trauma Life. Great, great oil for releasing trauma. Now a single oil, an oil that's just one particular plant that I love for releasing trauma, is Idaho Blue Spruce.
I helped distill that on the farm, Gina.
Can you talk about your experience on the farm?
Yes, but finish what you were saying.
Okay, so Idaho Blue Spruce, Gary Young has done protocols on helping to release trauma using Idaho Blue Spruce. He also then came up with protocols, Freedom Release and Freedom Sleep, which were specifically helpful for those that were experiencing deep-seated emotions. So we have those blends as well, but the single oil, Idaho Blue Spruce, it also happens to be a man's best friend. If you're a guy listening, you want to be using Idaho Blue Spruce. And there's a great deal of information on how helpful that is for men in particular, men's libido, and women can be using that for their libido as well. And so I absolutely love this smell. It's a very tree-like smell, right? It smells like a Christmas tree, Idaho Blue Spruce. And I don't know, it's a very magical oil. It's a very high-frequency oil. What does that mean? You put in a high frequency oil, your body acclimates, aligns, assimilates, and you are now raising your own frequency. And again, we said it's at this deep cellular level. It's not at that fake level that I'm drunk for a couple hours and I go back to Shittsville. No, this is it's going into a much deeper level, into your subconscious level as well.
The farm experience, you know, I could talk about, that's a whole other topic for another show. We should just talk about the farms next time you come back. Okay. You have to be a reoccurring character. End of story. we love Gina.
Oh, reoccurring character. I love
character.
It.
So I wanted to say, you know, that farm experience, I lived on the farm, worked on the farm, ate the food from the farm, and helped distill the oils. So literally I was sleeping in a cabin in the middle of the woods on this magical spiritual farm with all the workers. Gary's house was next door. I was really lucky. I got to meet Gary and his cousin Tamara and the whole crew. And there was a snowstorm and we got stranded there. And actually, you know, it was the best thing ever because we just started we got private classes from everyone. And that was an amazing experience of my life. But distilling, I distilled Idaho blue spruce and balsam fir. And we would take mounds of plant material from the Young Living Farms, would come off the truck. And there's a picture of me standing in front of one of these mounds. It was gigantic. And it was like the size of a building. And then we would shovel this plant material, like the shrubs, the leaves, those parts of the plant, and put it in this big tub. We'd have to stomp on it and then we'd cover it and then it would distill at a certain low temperature so they could extract the medicinal qualities from the oil. And then, you know, we would actually, you know, just meet all these people from all over the world that were helping. It was an amazing experience. I will tell you one thing. The whole place smelled amazing. And when it comes out as an oil, it's blue. So Idaho blue spruce is blue when it's distilled. It's like so cool. Balsam fir also smells amazing. It smells like a Christmas tree. And they take the leftover floral water from the distillation process and put it in hot tubs. So we would soak in those hot tubs after we would work amazing. All day. Now, when you talk about using an oil and you buzz because your frequency is so high, let me just tell you 10 million times my frequency was magnified during that time. I did not feel any physical pain. I had the most energy of my life and you're just surrounded by nature. The whole trip was healing. So that was an amazing trip. You mentioned the raindrop technique and then I want to talk about the happy day protocol. So if anyone doesn't know what the raindrop technique is, the raindrop technique is using a few certain particular oils. You layer them on your feet and feather them up the back. And it uses the Vitaflex points on your feet that represent certain points of your back. And each oil that you layer on, you feather it up the back. And it helps move the energy of the oils over your skin, over your organs. And each oil does something different to support every body system, physical and emotional. So this is great to boost your immune system as well as your emotional health. So I love the raindrop technique. Now, both Gina and I are practitioners of the raindrop technique, so you can come to see us and get that treatment. But you can also learn how to do this to yourself. You know, you can get the raindrop kit and put the oils on your feet and have a friend or a loved one put the oils on your back. There are specific, you know, layerings and light massage techniques, but just get the oils on you.
Or put them on your own feet.
Put them on your own feet.
One at a time.
Sometimes so, I even put all those oils from the raindrop kit in a roller bottle. So I make like a roller raindrop mix. Mm-hmm. So let's tell them what the oils are for the raindrop and then let's talk about the happy day protocol. So the raindrop helped me remember.
I have it. I actually have it right here.
Yeah, tell them the oils so I don't forget.
All right. So we have valor, oregano, and thyme. And I spoke to you before about how powerful those were and why I have them in the house. Basil. So does this sound like you're cooking in your kitchen? Cypress, wintergreen, marjoram, aromaceae, and peppermint. And so those are the oils that are in the raindrop kit. And you can buy them individually or you can use one at a time. Now a lot of those are hot oils. So you're going to use a carrier oil. So just a little safety. You're not going to pour those oils directly on your skin. You'll always test a little spot to see how it is for your particular skin, but you're going to make sure just safety because most of those oils are hot oils, which simply means it might burn the skin a little. And to make that stop, you're going to pour a lot of carrier oil. Carrier oil is a fatty oil, olive oil, coconut oil, jojoba oils, any of those oils. And if it's burning at all, you put the carry oil on right away, a lot of it, and the burning will stop within a millisecond. Yeah.
The only reason why it might irritate your skin a bit is because they're so highly concentrated. Most of the time, yep. you do not need to dilute oils. You always test them on your skin, but these particular oils are super powerful. So we're going to use grapeseed oil or coconut oil or any of those oils you said as a carry oil to dilute and help with the process. So I love the raindrop technique. Any final comments on that? And then talk about
the unhappy. Just for children, bottom of the feet is a really good method. If you're going to use it on kids, you're going to use a lot of carry oil. Kids under 3, there's no reason anything needs to happen other than on the bottom of the feet. And they're little. So a little itty bitty bit on the bottom is more than enough for the little guys. And diluting them with any carrier oil is fantastic for the little munchkins. Anything's going on, anyone's feeling any sort of a lot of stress. So when your body's under a lot of stress or perceived stress, and we can have a whole conversation about that, stress versus perceived stress, we raindrop. We raindrop because when the body is feeling stress, it has greater nutritional needs and it has greater emotional needs. So if we're feeling stressed, do you ever notice like you're feeling stressed and then you get a cold? So we preemptively do this where we go in and do a raindrop to boost the immune system because we know because the body is feeling stress, our immune system is being challenged more. So I'm going to go in right away and boost the system with some very powerful oils that are supportive of your physical health.
That's beautiful.
Good stuff.
And if, you don't have the raindrop oils and you need to boost your immune system, you can use frankincense, like we mentioned, or you can use thieves blend and put it on the bottoms of your feet. Lots of information out there, and it's just a beautiful lifestyle. I love what you said about preventative healthcare. That's what we do. We nip it in the bud. We give our body what it needs, and then our body heals.
We don't become sitting ducks and go, what's going to happen now? No, we're really ridiculously proactive. We are absolutely taking our supplements that we need to be taking right now. We are taking C vitamin. We are taking D vitamin. We are making sure that we're flooding the body with antioxidants. We are making sure that we are very proactive in keeping the microbiome that is how we stay above the wellness line. We're making sure we're nurturing that. It's not about waiting to see what happens. We want to get the body as strong as could be. Like, think of yourself as preparing for a boxing match. You don't just show up and see what's going to happen. You are going to be preparing. You're going to be training. So we are constantly, when we are using these oils in this way and good food and exercise and good thoughts, and the oils help us to have better thoughts also. When we're doing that, it's like we're training for that boxing match. If you go watch the movie Rocky, right? He didn't just show up. He was out there training before he showed up for the biggest match of his life. Well, maybe this is the biggest match of your life. Maybe you've never been challenged like this before. And maybe this is the time that you start exploring how essential oils can be used. But don't give me this stuff where you turn the bottle upside down a little bit on your finger and you put that half of a speck on your wrist and say it didn't work. That's not using oils. So you're not experiencing it. You don't know what we're talking about. And there's some part of you that has a little bit of fear of, am I going to do it wrong? Is this okay? Am I going to hurt myself? And I'm here to tell you that if you want to feel and experience the difference, you're going to go in and we'll help you to get there safely. Both Danielle and I make sure we help our customers to really get there safely. So, yay, thank you.
So one quick thing is I thought of when you were talking, and then we should try to wrap it up because I want to respect your time, even though I could talk to you forever, just like our phone calls.
Yes.
It's hard to disconnect. That's why you always have to hang up on me. Okay, gotta go.
I'm at the chiropractor.
Gotta go. Bye. But
you're so used to it now.
I know. It's so hard to disconnect from you. So, because I love you so much. So basically,
love you too.
Also, emotional stress can also manifest in physical pain. So a few oils that you can use topically, you could just pour it on your body every 4 hours when it's acute, and maybe twice a day, morning and night, get into the habit of, the routine. You can use that blend Panaway. You can use Wintergreen. You can use Copaiba. Those two are single oils. Those are great oils. There's a deep relief blend Roll-On that's very cool. And of course, we have pain cream. There's like so many amazing tools. Now, I mean, just getting this relief is and spiritual uplifting feelings, and just like there's an oil for everything, basically, is what I have to say. Please tell us about the Happy Day Protocol.
So the Happy Day Protocol is a protocol of using four different oils that Gary Young came up with this protocol. He came up with many, many protocols. He wrote the book on it. By the way, if you can get a hold of a book called Integrative Medical Guide, Essential Oil Integrative Medical Guide, written by Gary Young. All the other books that you see out there, or I shouldn't say all of them, but a vast majority of them, a lot of them, are all stemming from his work and his experience with the oils, using them, and coming up with these different protocols. So the Happy Day Protocol, or excuse me, it's called Great Day Protocol.
Great Day Protocol.
Maybe it's called Happy Day. Great Day, Happy Day, I don't know, but it's a good day. So here's what he said to feel good. And I feel right now, I'm feeling like more than ever, this is what people need. And it's going to start with grounding you, and then it ends with feeling your angels. So we start with Valor. You mentioned Valor as being one of your favorites. Valor is a very, very loved oil. It is to give you the feeling of strength and protection. It smells absolutely amazing, both for men and women. It's not a particularly female scent. But you take it and you place Valor on your wrist. You apply a couple of drops, let it plop out of the bottle, into the palm of your left hand, and then rub the palms together. Bring your oiled palms up to your nose and inhale. Breathe that in for 20 full seconds. And now here's the intention piece. Set your intention for the day using the grounding properties. So this is a very grounding oil, good for those lower chakras. Put some Valor on the back of your neck, and place another drop on the inside of your wrists, and then hold your wrists together. So this is a balancing effect. Just take your wrist, one, put a drop on the wrist, other wrist goes on top, and you hold that together. And here you can visualize your intention, see it, breathe it in. You're holding the pulse points of your wrist together. Breathe in the oil blend again, and really see and feel the affirmations, your intentions of what you want to see happening for that day. What state of being would you like to cultivate? Like, really think about that. Go there. What state of being would you like to cultivate? And focus on that. Isn't that a beautiful way to think about when we're plopping the oils on? Like, what state of being would you like to flow in for the day? Imagine what you want to accomplish for the day. The next oil that you would use is called Harmony. So you would take a drop of Harmony in your left palm, rub your palms together, inhale the blend, and place some Harmony on your solar plexus, which is just below your sternum and above your belly button. This is your third chakra, your willpower center, your doing. So as you inhale the aroma, use the affirmation, let my will harmonize and align to the greater good for all I connect with today. Listen to that. Let my will harmonize and align to the greater good for all I connect with today. So think about using the oil Harmony and how we can either be coming into people in direct contact with people in person or online, and just think about having harmonious relationships. You may have a specific intention. If you're working in a workplace that's challenging you with the people there that are not making you feel good, or maybe it's your own home, maybe you can start visualizing placing them in your heart and in your mind while you use this Harmony oil as you're breathing it in, and place the intention for harmonizing these relationships with your customers, your family, your friends, whoever it is that's causing disharmony. And again, the oil is going to create these names are not just names, that these were created to create that sense of harmony. Now, the next oil that we would use in this protocol, and it sounds like it's taking a long time, but it literally takes like less than like 6 minutes. The next oil is Joy Oil. And this is, it's really a very signature oil for Young Living. And it's very much for giving and feeling more love, feeling like you can give more love, you can opening yourself up to receiving more love. There's beautiful ylang ylang in this blend, among other oils. And this is a very, very special oil for opening the heart chakra, aligning the heart chakra. So you place a drop of joy in your palm, left palm, you rub your hands together as you slowly inhale the scents. And I'm going to offer you, like, just visualize the most beautiful color green as you breathe this oil in and see that green across your heart all the way. And just expand into that as you breathe right into that heart space, expanding your ability to give and receive love. We need love right now. We need love for ourselves. We need compassion for ourselves. We need compassion for all beings. This is what we need more of. So maybe it's more joy that we need right now. And maybe that's why so many people are experiencing sadness, because it's asking us to decide we want love. It's asking us to decide we want more joy and go back and back again to love consciousness. This is what I choose. I choose love. And so maybe this is the oil that's seeking and calling you. If you're looking to become more open-hearted, you would use this oil to help this essence kind of fill you up. And then the last oil you use in this protocol is white angelica that we spoke about, this very special blend. It truly smells like one of the most, I mean, I'm always told, you smell so good. It's always white angelica. I use it instead of perfume. And this is known for energies of protection. I don't espouse to anymore the idea of the need to protect myself and bubble myself in the way many, many light workers, you hear about that a lot. If you are projecting out love, what on earth do you need to protect yourself from? So I focus more on my ability to, when I use, say, protection, I feel it's coming from me going out, me shining the protection out instead of me being closed in a bubble. I always want to make sure I can be shining out more light, more light, more light. So white angelica, place a drop in your left palm and rub and place your palms together and then cup the hands over your nose, deeply inhale. And again, we said each oil 20 seconds and then gently brush the palms over the crown of your head, down your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your torso. It smells so good. You want to put it everywhere, all the way down onto your legs, your feet. And then imagine this blend energizing and increasing, encasing your entire body like a guardian angel, just like God's love and light. And just revisit your intention for the day. So you end the way you started of what is it that you would like to feel for the day? And what is it that you would like to put out into the universe for the day? So that's the Great Day Protocol. It's Valor Oil, Harmony Oil, Joy Oil, and White Angelica Oil. And those four things right now are going to really help to align the chakras and really help for you to, if you're looking to use the oils in terms of moving out of feeling kind of stuck, it's good. But if you're looking to just, maybe you're feeling fantastic and you just want to up it so that you can give more, be more, serve more, this is a great protocol to use. And it's a wonderful way. If you haven't really used Young Living oils before, do this every single day. Now you can do it twice a day. You really want to go crazy, do it twice a day. You really want to spoil yourself, do this twice a day. And feel that. Or maybe you grab a bottle of rose oil, which is just one of the highest frequency oils. And it's just so very magical. And you'll mix just one drop of that in a 5-milliliter bottle with carrier oil. That's all you need. You'll have that rose oil for years. If you do it that way, you really dilute it because it's so highly concentrated. Why? Raising the frequency. So that I just wanted to give you that protocol that I think could really, really be of assistance to people right now.
Thank you so much. That was so beautiful. Before we end, could you just share a little bit about the Aroma Freedom Technique? Because I know that you offer that as a service, which is much needed during these times. So I've never experienced it, but I need to get one from you. So that's got to happen soon. Please tell
you
us about it.
You haven't yet? Oh, never. Yeah, you have to
one.
Do that with me.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to do it. It's really cool. All right. So the Aroma Freedom Technique, I'm a certified practitioner, and it is truly, it's a healing modality. And I experienced it once and I was like, whoa, this is so powerful. It is a way that you can utilize aromatherapy for helping to release subconscious beliefs that aren't serving you. So you spoke about before, you know, releasing what no longer serves you. Well, sometimes we know about what's blocking us. Sometimes we're very well aware of what's blocking us, right? But a lot of times we really don't know those subconscious beliefs that are blocking us. We don't know the ancestral programming that needs to go. So perhaps right now stuff is coming up for you and it's not really your stuff. Maybe it's your great, great, great grandmother's stuff, right? And that's the stuff that the universe is asking you to recognize and release. And so we can go in and you decide an area of your life that really is you're seeing the same patterns happen over and over again. You're seeing yourself coming up against a brick wall. Some people have done it with me for health, for relationships, quitting smoking. It could be anything that you're just finding, like, I really want to get movement, momentum here, and I'm not. Abundance, of course. Why is it that I'm not moving forward? And so it's a really powerful, powerful technique because it doesn't have to be painful, which is so beautiful because it's, you know, I've had people, they were in therapy for 10 years and they do a session. They're like, I got more out of this one session than I did in therapy, because we don't need to dig into every past difficult thing, because what your higher self and your guides do when you're using these oils, and it's a very specific modality and very specific order and sequence of events to make it be so smooth. It's very much an art. It's
what exactly happens? You talk and anoint oils to the yeah. person? Is that what
yes?
It
and you ask your body, essentially, you ask your body basically, what's going on here? What's going on here? What is it that needs to happen for you? And your body will then, you then smell oils and specific oils. We use inner child, we use trauma life, we use release oil, and your body will then, just smelling the oil. So we ask your body, and then you in your own self, you will get visions or feelings or sensations or knowingness of what it is that's causing you to be at feeling like you're at a dead end in that particular area. And it is, and then we end with doing positive affirmations with oils to help seal that in.
That's beautiful.
So that you end up feeling, you never leave broken. So I've known a lot of people, they go into therapy and they start digging out the garbage and you just leave feeling like garbage.
Time's up. See you next week.
Time's up. See you next week. Yeah. Yes.
So yes. Leave feeling wonderful. Beautiful.
You never, ever leave feeling that way because we end with positive affirmations. It doesn't leave you broken like, oh no, that happened. Nope. Because we use the oils you spoke about, how the RNA changes. And so in a very quick session, we can see how the energy can shift and move because you actually go into, so we go into seeing, feeling, hearing from your guides or in your, however you receive or however your guides choose for you to receive the information or your higher self allows you to receive the information, you'll get some sense. Sometimes people don't see, hear, or feel what it is, but they only feel an ache in a part of their body. And so we work with that physical sensation then to help release the physical sensation there. So it might be, I don't see anything, but I'm feeling my heart clamping up. I'm feeling like a pain in my chest. Okay, so then we work with that pain in the chest and we ask for that to be released. And then regardless, we always, 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 very often, sometimes we'll have angels come in, grandparents come in. We have cheerleaders that come in. It's quite amazing. So as someone sits and they're going through the muck, it shifts and changes where the cheerleaders come in. We stay with it. We stay with the thing until the cheerleaders come in, and they come in. And sometimes they're very real physical people that we've known, or sometimes they're, we don't know who they are. Sometimes people just hear or feel a softness, or they feel the softness in their heart dissipate. And we end with the affirmations that were often come out through these people, feeling sensations, words that we, sometimes people see words or hear words come up, and we use that as part of the affirmations. And then the person will work with those affirmations for several days. I find it's best to really come for 3 sessions because we think we've dug something up, but then there's often, it's the tip of the iceberg and there's another aspect and another aspect. If someone is suffering from a lot of trauma, it may require more sessions, and we do slightly different techniques to help the trauma to gently be released. But again, it's never like that You don't have to be afraid, because you're going to be left feeling good.
I remember sending one of my clients to you because I intuitively heard in my head, she needs to see Gina with the Aroma Freedom Technique, and you changed her life. So, you know, that's what's beautiful about, you know, our line of work. It's like, it doesn't matter. Everyone's just helping each other heal, you know? So like, I'm very grateful that you helped her. And I want to tell everyone how they can get in touch with you at GinaCalafano.com. I'll put the link in the description of this episode. And you're actually offering a 25% discount if you mention the Tabitha Polaris Show podcast for an Aroma Freedom Technique session. And this could be in person if you live in New York, or you actually can also do this through Zoom via a Zoom call. You send them the oils and you do this healing through video chat. So it doesn't matter where you live. You can actually get Gina to help you if you need help. So thank you for that beautiful special offer, Gina, for our community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And as I work through with the Aroma Freedom, I'm also using theta healing to help download, create more downloads that your body is saying that it needs or wants. And it's a beautiful thing, because when you're working through it, you're really feeling that you're a very active participant. It's not a passive thing. You're very actively seeing how you can heal you.
Oh, it's
beautiful. I love that.
So you heard Gina and I discuss Young Living essential oils. I'm sure that you learned a lot, even if you don't use essential oils, but we do believe in that company. That's the company that we recommend because of the quality, the purity, and the angelic frequencies of those oils. We love them. Gina and I are both distributors and obsessed product users. So if you want to learn more or order oils through one of us, you can contact Gina at her website, GinaCalafano.com, or contact me on my website, TabithaPolaris.com. Whoever you are listening to the podcast for, you can reach out. Everyone winds up with who they're supposed to be with. And we are all the same family anyway. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. You can also check out Gina's yoga and wellness on Instagram at Gina Califano on Instagram is your handle, right, Gina?
Yes.
Yeah, you do on Instagram posts. So that's how you can find her on social media. And you also provide beautiful healing classes and events, and you teach yoga. So Gina's a very interesting person to check out. And you have a beautiful website and beautiful offerings. And thank you so much for all you do to help the planet and the people and all the services you provide. You're a beautiful soul, my friend.
Thank you. We're all at different phases and states, and we all need to be there for each other. So thank you for all you do. And to all of your listeners, like, we're not as far off as we think we are. We're there. We're okay.
We're okay. Everyone's okay. We're okay. So any information you'd like to share, or final comments before we get to the announcements and our ending prayer meditation?
No, just really and truly, please know that deep within our hearts, we're there. We're there already. Please see it. And it is of utmost importance right now that anyone who is interested in helping the ascension of humanity and bringing in the new earth, we must focus on what we want. We must focus on what we want to see, and we must focus on that in such a way that we're playful, joyful, happy, and that's how we're going to get there. And to keep the faith that it has already happened despite appearances, just keep the faith. That's how we're getting there. That's how we're getting there and creating that tipping point that's happening here on planet Earth. We're there. It's good.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I just wanted to thank everyone before we get into our closing meditation prayer. And Gina is going to grace us with a beautiful prayer, a quick short prayer to end the show. So go grab your essential oil, your favorite one to inhale, to use during the prayer if you have. And go do that and listen to my announcements and prepare for the meditation. I just wanted to also say to everyone out there who's listening and leaving comments and ratings, I read all of the comments. I read everything, and I really appreciate everyone who leaves a comment and rating. It's so beautiful. Thank you to everyone. I'm also in the middle of building a community on my website where it would be an open forum where we can post on my website and chat. And I'm really excited about that because I want it not just, I don't want you to just receive my newsletter with everything that I'm offering, but I want to get to know you and I want to all communicate, network, and help each other. So this will be launched very soon. I've been working with a web designer. So a very cool portal will be on my website soon at tabithapolaris.com. You can also go to my website, find out what I'm up to, check out all the holistic services that I offer, and my music and my meditations. And I hope to build a really cool community. So that is the goal. To be a guest or to recommend someone for this podcast or to inquire about sponsoring the show, you could also use the contact form on my website. I need some more guests because I've been putting lots of my energy into the meditation albums. So if you know anyone that would like to share their wisdom on our show, please let us know. And Gina, thank you again. I'm so grateful for this time that we shared today, and I'm sure our community of listeners have enjoyed today's show as well. So now let's end the show with a beautiful prayer. So I hope you have ready? Your favorite oil.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to shock you. Oh, I'm going to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to sing with me?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I hope, hopefully, I think when I sing like spiritual stuff, in my mind, I'm on tune, but maybe for the rest of the world, I'm totally not. So in my mind, it doesn't sound so bad. So there is the most beautiful prayer that we could possibly do, the most beautiful intention to set your day to end your day. And it is extremely simple. It is Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So maybe you'll just say that a couple times and then we can sing that together. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So you can chime in if you want at any time.
Okay.
And so we take a deep breath in. Oh, let me tell you what it means. Okay. It means, may all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to that happiness and to that freedom for all. Really take that in, people. May my thoughts, my words, my actions contribute to the happiness and freedom for all. And I will add to that without exception. That's the challenge for us, without exception.
Beautiful.
So, all right, you ready?
I'll try.
I'm nervous to do this in front of you.
Don't. I've been in your yoga class when you've done it. It's beautiful.
Loka samahasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samahasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti. Om shanti shanti. Peace, peace, peace.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. So take a moment to acknowledge the incredible divine consciousness that you are. You are love and light. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are part of the universe, and it would not be the same without you. Live in the light, spread the light, be the light. Place your hands together in gassho, palms facing each other, and hold in front of your chest with your thumbs resting on your heart. I will now say the closing prayer affirmation. I will not worry. I will not be angry. I will do my work honestly. I will be grateful for my many blessings. I will be kind to my neighbor and all living things. Thank you. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.